question was asked, we have a prohibition of Lot Elchub Chukot Agoyim, Asher Anim Shalech Mipnechem. Hashem says, don't go in the ways of the nations I send out from before you. And Chazal interpreted that to mean, don't do actions that we might call are superstitious. Don't do actions which have no logical basis. Because the reason that the nations do them, we believe at the root of it, there is really idol worship. So the question was, well, let's say I walk down the street and I see a black cat walking, and I say to myself, well, in Judaism it doesn't say there's any problem with a black cat crossing my path, but maybe there is such a concept out there. Maybe Hashem does give us messages that way. And I start thinking about that. What would we call that? So I want to begin with a story. A few years ago, there was a Jew who we value in our family. Is a fine person. And we asked him to be sanduk for one of our children. And he said, I never agreed to be sanduk. So we said, fine. Okay. He says he never agrees to be sanduk. He doesn't want to be sanduk. We respected that. About a year or two ago, someone sent us a link to their pictures of a bris. And lo and behold, we see this man sitting as sanduk. So we didn't say anything. I said, fine, I don't know. You know, you see it, you wonder, the person tells you, you know, I'm never sanduk. And then you get a picture, I wasn't looking for this, and you see he's sanduk. I say, okay, fine. What do you know? Fine. Maybe a year or two went by, and then I met the person. And the person tells me the following story. I didn't bring it up. I didn't say a word. I didn't say anything. But he tells me this story. He had a business associate who left business and decided to become a priest. Not a Jew, business associate who wasn't Jewish. And he wished the man well, and their paths parted. After a period of time, he gets a letter in the mail. And the man tells him that he had a dream. And God told him in a dream that his job is to convert him to Christianity. And he starts sending him CDs and books. So this is an Orthodox Jew. Thinks to himself, what am I supposed to do? We'll pause for a second. So he doesn't respond, figures... it's not like he's going to change a person's mind if he decided that God came to him in a dream and told him that's his job in life. So he's not going to change his mind. And then along comes Hanukkah, which comes with another holiday in the Christian calendar. And the guy sends him this huge box and a letter on top. So he's telling me this story. He sees this huge box. And he stands there thinking, and he sees the sender, and he sees there's a letter on top. So he goes to the post office, and he buys an even bigger box, and he takes the box unopened, the letter unopened, puts it in a bigger box, closes it, and ships it back, returned to sender. The guy should get the hint, I'm not interested. But he was pretty upset. He said, he's decided that's what he's going to do to me. So he decided the next time someone asked him to be a sanduk for a bris, he said, this is going to be my response. Rabban Shalom, I want you to see. He thinks he's going to talk to me about going that way. He thinks you came to him in a dream and told him to go one way. He decided, although he never wanted to be sanduk in his life, and he always refused when people asked him, the next time someone would ask him, that's going to be his response. I'm bringing another child, the briso shel Avram Avinu, and I'm not going that route. And that's the story behind that one time that he was sanduk, because he felt he has to show that he's not only not opening the letter and not opening the box, but he's going to put another child into the bris, and that's his answer to that letter and to that box. So that's the story. I didn't open the subject. And if you think about it, you ask yourself, why did he feel a need to do that? And I think that we have to realize that sometimes we're challenged. I'll tell you a secret about myself. I have a lot of cats around my building. And when I walk out of my house, very often I'll see a black cat crossing the street. And I also grew up in the United States where, oh no, a black cat crossed your path. And I try to train myself because in my mind also, the first thing that goes up is what I grew up with. Oh no, a black cat crossed your path. Yeah, I saw the same movies. I'm embarrassed to say, you know, but Sai Bedafka woke up that. And I say to myself, Rabban Shalom says in the mitzvah, in the Torah, Lo sechu b'chukosakum. And that cat means absolutely nothing. So now I'm going to have the best day in the world because that's what Dalacha says. It means nothing. My first thought is, well, maybe. No, but the answer is that we have specific things we're taught in the Torah. If there's a simon that's logical, if you wanted to go a certain path and suddenly you forgot your keys at home. So you could say, maybe Hashem's telling me something. Maybe I shouldn't go down this path. Yes, if there's any logic to it. So then we stop, we reconsider, and we decide based on our own logic. That's the idea that simna milsehi. Sometimes something, a sign can be an indication, and a person should stop and reconsider. But his decision is based on logic. Unless you're a prophet, what do you know? So if you see something logical that might be an indication that Hashem wants it differently, there was once a couple that was considering making up. They had separated. And they went out to a Chinese restaurant to consider making up. At the end of the meal, they open up a fortune cookie. And the fortune that comes out is someone very special wants to come back into your life. That was the fortune that opened up. So now what are you going to say? Okay, they print out thousands of these fortune cookies. Does it mean something or not? I don't know. But we say that when something shows up, so you consider it. You don't decide based on it because we don't understand Hashem's ways. And We have a prohibition not to be superstitious. We're not allowed to be superstitious. At the same time, we say sometimes Hashem does communicate through signs. But the signs have to be logical signs. There's no logic that because I broke a mirror in the morning or because a cat crossed my path, I'm going to have any different day this way or that way. And that's why a person, I think, should take the approach of that person with the bris milah. If it crossed my path, I'm going to walk up that path, and I'm going to be confident that nothing can happen. Like the Ramah says a few times in Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the pasuk, "Tamim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha." The way of a Jew is, I'm whole with Hashem. I realize He's running the show, and nothing else is going to affect what my day is going to look like. And I think it's important that a person stand up to it. And it's sad that we grew up in Western culture, and these thoughts even cross our mind because there's no basis for it. And a person has to stand up to it and say no. And when you take a proactive approach, so then with time, I hope, I'm still not at that point, telling you in all honesty, I still have that thought crossing my mind. Every time I walk up the street and a black cat crosses my path, I notice it. What bugs me is I still notice it. And it shouldn't even, we shouldn't even notice it, right? Because it means nothing, but we do. So it's not right. It's not right that we do, because it really has no validity. And I don't think there's any right that a person would say, well, maybe Hashem's sending me a sign this way. It's not logical. You left your keys at home, so stop and think. Maybe if you want to, you could stop and think. Maybe I'm going where I shouldn't be going. Or maybe there's something wrong. If it makes sense, do keep going. But not a black cat crossing the path. There's no logic that should be any indication of anything. All it is that... So it's somewhere along the line, someone decided something, but it has nothing to do with logic. So there I wouldn't even reconsider, and I don't think it's mutter to even reconsider, because there's no logical reason that should cause me to reconsider. It's really superstition. And that's what I think that falls in the realm that Torah says, no, that's not the way to go.
I think one of the messages of the story that you gave is that your friend apparently accepted, in some way he accepted this experience of his priest friend trying to convert him as a communication from Hashem. That, in other words, Hashem sometimes can speak to us coming out, in ways that we're not expecting. And I said, on the one hand, yes, we shouldn't give any kind of lend them due credence to beliefs, superstitious beliefs from other cultures. On the other hand, we shouldn't close ourselves off from the idea that maybe Hashem speaks to us sometimes in ways that we may not. A priori, expect.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any reason to think Hashem would talk to us in a way that's superstitious, that makes no sense. Meaning, we say Hashem sometimes sends us messages, but in logical ways. If a person sees that he's given a challenge, that someone sends him a letter, along the lines of the story we said, so then a person can say, okay, I'm going to show that I stand up to this. This isn't going to even cause me to waver. Fine. That's logical, right? But there's no logic to a black cat crossing the path that's the reason I shouldn't walk up that path. If a white cat crossed that path, you and I wouldn't think about it, right? Okay, so then there's no logic here. So if there's no logic here, so that I think does fall into that realm where there's no validity to it.
Unless there's a logic we don't understand yet.
So that's I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that's so then you can permit all of idol worship. Because then maybe, like the Rambam says, in his days when a baby was born, so the midwives would take the baby and wave him around the candle. The Rambam says that's remnants of what they did to Molech, passing a baby through fire. So there's no logic. There's no reason that should help a baby in any way, passing him around the flame. So he says it's prohibited. He says it's remnants of man and it's lo silchu. So I'm saying, but maybe, yeah, you can't live your life with, but maybe.